Time for more Let's Talk Live now on Talk Zone. Now, here's the woman who's got what you're looking for, Miss V on the scene.
And yes, I am back with what you are looking for, health and wellness coach A. Kim McCray. Owner-operator of McCray Enterprises is with us in the studio right here at The Zone, TalkZone.com. Her website, please, please, please write this down. And if you can't write it down, refer back to the TalkZone page for Miss V on the Scene and get the information. That website is on the World Wide Web, A. McCray. That's two C's, folks. The number 2.Q for quality, health, beauty, dot. If you don't write it down, you can always refer back or download and re-listen to this broadcast. Her email, get this down, folks. It's a very simple one. A. Kim McCray with two C's at gmail.com. Kim, you want to bring us up to speed on that sugar thing? Talk to a sister.
Yes, I do. As I was saying to Valerie, Miss V, my sister.
Yes.
Who also have had my struggles and still do to this day with sugar, because you have to understand sugar is addictive. It tastes good, right? It tastes good in everything. But what I've been learning to do and what I've been encouraging people to do, and I don't suggest going cold turkey because it's not great. Some people can do cold turkey. And I have before in the past, and then I regressed. But now what helps me is to incorporate some healthy things in that. You know, some nice sweet fruit, and all of us have favorite fruits. I love strawberries. I love almost every fruit there is. Some people love mangoes. Some people like cantaloupe. So you can incorporate those sweet things into your diet and replace the sugary stuff. There are raw desserts, which I can explain later, but those are desserts that's made without cooking that can satisfy your dessert cravings. And there are a lot of good things that you can alternate or substitute for the sugar.
Awesome. Okay, you know something? You have introduced a lot in the first portion of this segment, and if no one is writing notes, I most assuredly am, which is what I do with all my guests, so I appreciate what you're saying. It's not falling on deaf ears. What I do want to double back on is a few things, and the first thing would be, you know, we're talking about introducing live fruit or something that falls from a tree to people. There are many folks, because of income levels, because of distance, geographical, territorial reasons, they can't, of course, as you mentioned, get to their nearest supermarket or anything like that. I know plenty of elders that don't have that option or opportunity. People bring them foods, and it's not always the healthiest thing. So if you would, Kim, share with us an alternative, like growing their own fruits and vegetables, even in a windowsill, to get seeds from anywhere. What types of very quick grow-it-yourself sort of fruits or vegetables would you recommend to any age group?
Oh, wow. Well, thank you for asking that question, because I just read something and saw something the other day where there is a lot of grow-it-yourself easy kits that's being offered online that people can, if they have a terrace or a windowsill, they can do sprouts. If they have a terrace, they can grow tomatoes, cucumbers, zucchinis, and everything with this kit. And so that is a great, thank you for asking me about that, because I said, wow, this makes it easier, because there are some people that don't even have backyards and they have an apartment. And there are kits and there are ways that you can make your own herbs. You can grow your own herbs, I mean, and grow anything from tomatoes to cucumbers. At home, you just have to look for the kit that works for you. In fact, there is a commercial right now that I've seen on TV for growing tomatoes. And so that is a great idea, and that would be a way to start if they cannot get out themselves or have someone bring something to them. And another thing I'd like to suggest is finding out about a co-op in their neighborhood where fruits and vegetables can be delivered to them on a monthly basis.
Excellent. Bring that up. And that's something you would like to share with us, how to do that?
Well, I do know that there are, for instance, if there is a, let's say, a community that gets together. They may have, like, they get together maybe once a month, or they get together twice a month. It might be through a church. It might be through a community organization in their neighborhood, where they can go and inquire and ask about that, because they would know. A lot of these people like to serve. A lot of these organizations like to serve their community and do whatever they can, especially for seniors or for the shut-in or for those that cannot get out. And I believe that a church would always have that information. If not a church, then it would be a community center that helps, or even a school. Even schools in the neighborhood may have that information.
Interesting. That's good news. Talk to me about hospital experience. You shared with me offline, as I do always with my guests, just to get a backdrop and a feel of what it is we're going to talk about. Talk to me about a hospital experience and what you learned from your own personal hospital experience and how you have been forged into this health and wellness. Talk to us about that.
Well, the last time I was hospitalized for 8 days. I was hospitalized for DKA, which is diabetic ketoacidosis. And that is what they call a complication due to diabetes. A lot of people die from that, unfortunately. But thank God I'm still here to talk about it and share about it. And it's the acidic level in the blood is so high that it begins affecting all the organs and almost shutting them down. And so, unfortunately, I was hospitalized for that. And as I was in the bed and thinking about everything, I started noticing the food that was brought to me. And every time I would eat the food, unfortunately, my blood sugar would spike even more. So this made me a little more curious. And then it was suggested that I speak to the nutritionist. And the nutritionist came in, and I spoke to her about the items on my tray. And one in particular was the small bottle of cranberry juice. Now, anybody knows that anybody with diabetes or blood sugar issues should not drink those types of juices, because they've been processed, they're full of sugar, they're just really not good for the blood sugar. It was going to spike it. In any given way, it's going to spike it. So I asked, why was that on my tray? Why did they give that to me? And she was not able to answer my question. And she said, well, because they do. And that just made me all the more come to my senses and say, got to get smart. And you got to start looking into what works for you. And you got to break out of this joint.
Interesting. Kim, let me interrupt you very, very quickly, because there's something I did want to add in here. I wanted very much you to share that experience, but I also want to move very quickly over to something that I caught that I think is very important. You know, you are also one who holds seminars on health-related issues, and you speak to a variety of different age groups. Talk to us about that whole symposium you hold. What do you bring to the table to those who are looking to understand health and wellness? What do you teach people?
Well, what I've been able to do, and just last week I was able to speak to a group of parents about their children's health. And it helps me to get the education, because to get the education to different groups of people, and especially at that time with parents who want to make sure that their children have the best health, that their brains are functioning, their bodies are functioning, that they are getting through and able to do the things that that's required of them, such as study and play and enjoy life as a child, and also to be a top student. And what I'm able to bring to that is information about the better health, the things that will help their brain. This is stuff that, you know, sometimes people just don't know. And when they get that information, such as the parents that I spoke to last week, they were ecstatic. They were, they were happy. And I was also able to recommend some of the best child, supplements for children. And, they were very excited. Afterwards they wouldn't even, let me leave, which was okay. I answered a lot of questions, but I was able to tell them just simple things that sometimes We just take for granted that we all know this, but we don't. A lot of people don't always know, and that's why self-education is good. That's why having health coaches around is good, because it brings about awareness and it enables people to transform their lives.
Wow. Well, I did not mean to cut you off when you were telling that story, but it popped into me immediately about these seminars that you host, and I so wanted to segue in very, very quickly. So please forgive me, because I know that that experience with your 8-day ride, roller coaster ride in that hospital was something that really forged you to where you are, and I wanted people to also know right away about how you have been touching the lives of the young and the not so young with your message of understanding. So I apologize for rudely interrupting you. And moving on with that also, what's very important here is I would love it if you would begin to just talk to us. We've covered a bit of the inside, and I know we've been focusing on diabetes. Mm-hmm. There are so many different illnesses, as I mentioned in the introduction. There are so many different sickness and illnesses that this country specifically is being bombarded with, and we recognize that nutrition plays a major place in that. We've covered that. Now, if you would, Kim, as a health and wellness guru also, you have such expertise on this matter. And of course, for anyone who's listening and would love to dial in with a question or comment health related, please do so. Please do so at 888-463-6748, wherever you are in the U.S., it's toll free for you. So moving on, Kim, you know, we talked about the seminars. Talk to us about your best business practice, your business practice. Talk to us about what you're doing. What sort of nutrients are you are making available to people who come to visit with you or talk with you?
Well, one of the first things that I do is I just find out what it is that they want, because people need to be listened to. And that is one of the first things that I do. I listen to what it is that they want. There are certain things that may be affecting them, or it may be that they just need some clarity. And nutrition is great for clarity. And so what I do when I talk to people, I listen and find out. I talk to them about, let them share with me where they've come from and where they want to go. And I find that a lot of things that they have dealt with in the past, even in not being able to remember things like brain function, has a lot to do with what they've been eating for years, and they want to do better, and a lot of times people need someone to be with them on that, to coach them on that. Sometimes they just can't do it alone, and they like that. They like the ability to be able to do that, to sit down with somebody, have somebody listen to them and say, okay, well, if this is what you want to do, this is what I think we can do. Let's start here. And I like to start with people in bite-sized pieces. You know, you don't want to overwhelm. And I say, okay, let's start here. How much water are you drinking a day? You know, how much fruits and vegetables did you eat this week? And we just start there little by little and take one step by step, just really creating a customized program for them that's doable, that's easy. You know, I don't like cracking the whip. I could be a little stern sometimes, but I don't like.
Yes, you can.
Because it causes people to not be able to go forward, and I want them to go forward. I want them to realize their goals. So I listen. Listening is very, very important. And then I work with what they want to do step by step. It may be weight loss that they want to do. Weight loss is very challenging. Trying to lose weight is very challenging because we may have it in us to do it. And I know I could speak for myself. I want to do it. I want to do it. And then that second piece of apple pie, you know, that you shouldn't have, ends up on your plate all of a sudden. But you don't beat yourself up. You just say, okay, I did that. Now let me move forward. Tomorrow's a new day. And that's how I like to work with people. I really do. And by the way, Valerie, I wanted to add one more thing to the sugar. I know you don't want to hear this.
Because I'm waiting for the show to end, because I'm just going to look at my box of Edie's and say, well, Kim said.
But, go ahead. Sugar substitutes are really not good either.
Oh.
They're all chemicals and everything like that. And I could suggest pure maple syrup or agave nectar as sweetener substitutes. They're healthier and better for you, and especially for diabetics, agave goes very slowly into the blood and into the bloodstream.
Wow. Very, very quickly. We are about to go to break, but before we do that, very quickly, sugar sweeteners. I am a honey woman. I live on honey. And I also am, you know, coming from the islands in the South, you know how we get down. I am into pure cane, unrefined, just pure cane. Is that not a good thing, that and honey?
Well, raw honey is actually more excellent for you, and you can get that at any health food store. And the reason that I'm saying that is because I learned a little bit more about honey. Pure honey is great, but however, there are some honeys, the way they're made, if you do excess of it, it crystallizes, and it has the same effects as sugar, pure sugar. And so I would say that if you want to use that, you should use it in modification. But I would say to push towards something a little more healthier for you. But honey in its raw state is actually better, but I still say use it in modification as well.
I agree. I can see that, absolutely. Now, we are about to take a quick break, so if you would, Kim, hold on tight. And for those who are listening and do have a question or comment, just before we go to break, that number is 888-463-6748. And we'll be right back after this.